Acharya Ashtota Rasata Sisiman A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Ramacharya Shrila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsika Hasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shivas Hare Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaurupina Shambhakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Prabhudev Dham Ki Jai, Mathura Dham Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Yamuna Mayi Ki Jai, Ganga Mayi Ki Jai, Samabhita Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Vo, Mamishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 17, Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. So we call women mother. Whereas Parvati is mother more than all women, because she's the Prakriti. She's the wife of Lord Shiva, and it's like she has a name, Uma. And we have our English womb, so she's the Uma, the womb, because Saikshita, the Lord Vishnu, he glanced over Uma, over the material energy personified, and impregnated her with so many living entities. So she's the mother. It's like we have seven mothers. Adho Mata Guru Padni Rajika Brahmani Rajika Padnika. Denu Datri Tata Prithvi Saptaika, seven mothers. So the original mother, or the biological mother of this body, Adho Mata Guru Padni, the wife of the Guru. She's also mother. She looks after the students at the Gurukula. Gurupadni Radhika means the wife of the king, queen. She's also mother in Britain, where they have still royal king and queen. So we have the queen and the people of England and the other countries that are connected. They definitely have a feeling for the queen as the mother. Radhika. Brahmani means the wife of the Brahmana, because the Brahmana is he's also a guru, he's teacher. All Brahmanas are leaders, and therefore the wife of the Brahmana. She's also a mother. Brahmani, then Dainu, a cow. She gives milk. Biological mother gives milk for some months to the child to nourish the body. But then when she is no longer capable of doing that on the level required, then the cow, she takes over. A cow, we've done a calculation with an expert in taking care of cows. We found out that the cow's calf only requires approximately 7% of the milk of the cow. That means 93% is left over for human consumption. And that's the plan of the Lord. That's nature's plan. That's God's plan. Those who don't think that cow's milk should be consumed are out of touch with God, with nature, with reality. Simply speculating. They don't know. That's her function. And then man is supposed to take that milk, those dairy products, and offer them with love and devotion, prepare them for Govinda, the one who gives pleasure to the cows and the senses. So in this way, man makes spiritual advancement by the help of cow. Cow makes spiritual advancement by the help of man. Some people say that there's no such thing. They've never heard of any species drinking the milk of another species. Well, that's ridiculous. Practically every species is very delighted to get cow's milk, but they don't have hands to do the milking. I don't know of any species that doesn't like milk. Mice like cheese, cats like milk, dogs like everything, butter, anything you put butter on, animals love it. So this is all misunderstanding and lack of transcendental knowledge. This is what happens when we go with our own speculations. We come up with ideas that are not sensible and not practical for advancement in spiritual life. So then the Dhenu Datri. Datri means the nurse. In the Vedic culture, sometimes the mother, she engages another lady who's also pregnant, who has milk, to nurse her child. That's why Putana was able to go into Vrindavan and offer her breast milk to the child. She was saying, let me be the Datri. Let me be mother. let me offer my breast milk. So they thought she must be the goddess of fortune. Nanda Maharaj wasn't there at the time, he was in Mathura. So in the absence of Nanda Maharaj, they were captivated by her beauty. Then Dhenu Dhatri Tata Prithvi, Earth. Earth is mother. We say Mother Earth because any seed, all the plant species, Trinksha Lakshani, is it? Chalaja Navalakshani Stavaram Lakshavimshati. 2 million species of Stavara means stationary. That means plants and trees. 2 million species, and they all take their birth from the earth. And all of our food comes from the earth. So she's our mother. So in this way, we can think nicely. Although women are not actually this body, men are not their body, but still, as long as we are in these bodies, we have to make some distinctions. But the distinction should be according to Vedic culture, Vedic instructions, so that we can make spiritual advancement. Chanakya Pandit says that a pandit is it matra svasra duhitra? No. Matravat paradadeshu paradravyeshu lostavat. Atmavan sarvabhuteshu panditasama. What is it? Pashati. Sapashati sapandita. Yes. So a learned one is one who sees three things. He sees all women except his wife as mother. He sees everyone else's property as just rubbish in the street. He doesn't touch it. He has no interest in it. And he treats all other living entities as he would like to be treated. Golden rule. Well, that's an intelligent person, not someone who has some letters after his name, having studied at some particular institution. That doesn't mean he's learned. If he still sees women as object of sense gratification for himself, in other words, he's still full of lust, and he's hankering after what everyone else has, wants their property. Anyway, these are one of the principles of a learned person. Even materially, even if he's not spiritually understanding that the soul inside the body is a person, still, at least he should be cultured. If he has proper education, then he treats women properly as mother. So Text 40. Itihasam imam punyam chitraketo mahatmanaha mahatmyam Vishnu Bhaktanam Shrutva Bandhat Vimuchate Itihasam Imam Punyam Chitraketo Mahatmanaha आहात्म्यं विष्णु भक्तानां श्रुत्वा बन्धाद् विमुच्यते इतिहासं इमं पुण्यम् चित्तकेतुर्महात्मनः माहात्म्यं विष्णुभक्तानां श्रुत्वा बन्धाद् विमुच्यते इतिहासम् इमं पुण्यम् चित्तकेतुर्महात्मनः माहात्म्यं विष्णुभक्तानां श्रुत्वा बन्धाद् विमुच्यते ladies. Itihasam, history, imam, this, punyam, very pious, Chitraketu, of Chitraketu, Mahatmanah, the exalted devotee. Mahatmyam, containing glory. Vishnupaktanam, from the devotees of Vishnu. Shrutva, hearing. Bandhat, from bondage or conditional material life. Vimuchite, is freed. Translation, Chitraketu was a great devotee, Mahatma. If one hears this history of Chitraketu from a pure devotee, the listener also is freed from the conditional life of material existence. So we're hearing from a pure devotee. We're hearing from Srila Vyasadeva, we're hearing Sukadeva Goswami, we're hearing from Srila Prabhupada, we're hearing from many pure devotees this message. Therefore, this glorious pastime of a real Mahatma. Mahatmanas tu mam partha daivin prakriti mashrita. A real Mahatma, great soul, is one who has taken complete shelter of the divine energy. That means he's fully engaged in devotional service. It's not the name or title of a politician. It can't be given to just anyone. Sometimes they do that. They, out of praise, they give titles to persons that they don't know what the meaning really is. The great soul is one who's not at all interested in material life. If he's still interested in this body, or the constituents of this body, family, or nation, he's a national hero. That doesn't make him a Mahatma. And you say, well, he's doing so much good for the country. But he doesn't even know how to do good for the living entity. The only thing that's actually good for the living entity is Krishna consciousness. What else is good? If you give someone something other than Krishna consciousness, then it just continues their material existence. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the ultimate good. And a real Mahatma is one who's taking Krishna consciousness and giving it to others. Paropakar. Purport.
Maharaj, also there was two prior verses that we did not read.
Oh.
But they put this verse on the board.
Two? Or one.
One or two, I'm not sure.
Just one.
Just one.
So you can read that one. 39. Read the Sanskrit and then the translation.
Text 39. Itate sarvam akhyatam yanmam tvam pariprishyasi ritrasurya jitescha karanam bhagavan mate. Translation. My dear King Parikshit, you inquired for me how Ritrasura, a great devotee, took birth in a demoniac family. Thus I have tried to explain to you everything about this.
Yes. According to one's consciousness, at yam yam vapi smaram bhavam jajitante kalevanam Tam tam evait konteya sadat bhava bhavat. According to one's consciousness, whatever he thinks about at the time of giving up the body, to that state he will attain in his next life. So, even if someone was very pious previously, and therefore he got a very exalted birth with wealth and prestige, but if he cultivates a different type of mentality, then he has to take his next birth, because human life is the crossroads. The animals and species, lower species, are all moving up. They're transmigrating. And the demigods, generally, they're moving down, because they're using up their stock of pious credits. They're generally not so much interested in more religious activities, but they're interested in, now it's time for enjoyment. It's like if you go to the very rich people, you find they're generally not very much interested in going to church, going to the temple. But what do they have to do? They think that's for the poor people. You go and beg for bread. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Well, we have so much bread. I don't need to pray for anything. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha, I already have it. I have so much money. What do I need to ask from God for? I got it by my own effort. So generally the wealthy are not very interested in dharma, in religion. They're more interested in kama, sense gratification. So the demigods are generally using up their karma. It's like if you go to Hawaii or a place like that, you find most of the people that come there are tourists who have money and are coming to enjoy their senses. They're not coming there to perform pious activities or religious activity. Who goes to Hawaii to perform? Who goes to Las Vegas to perform religious activity? Do you know of anyone? No. They go there for burning up all their pious activities, burning it up. It's called Sin City. So that they go there for sin. Now, what about the heavenly planets? Is it sinful to enjoy the senses there? Yes, indirectly it is, even though it's not considered directly sinful, because they're allowed to do it. But indirectly it is sinful, because now they're using up all their pious credits. Punya. Punya is being removed now. So then, kshine punye marchalokam vishanti. Now they have to fall down. Once their credit balance... It's not illegal. It's like if you have a big credit balance on your card and you go to Hawaii or Las Vegas, you're not doing anything illegal. You can spend as much as you like on your credit balance. But once your credit balance is, they say, sir, there's no more. Oh, swipe it again. No, we swiped it twice now. There's nothing on there. Please get out. He has to leave now. He's used it up. He's not a criminal, but he has to get out. So that's what happens. They're not criminals, but they have to get out of the heavenly planets and come back down again to Earth. Okay, let's continue with the purport for text 40.
Purport. The historical incidents in the Puranas, such as the history of Chitraketu explained in the Bhagavat Purana, are sometimes misunderstood by outsiders or non-devotees. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami advised that the history of Chitraketu be heard from a devotee. Anything about devotional service or the characteristics of the Lord and his devotees must be heard from a devotee, not from a professional reciter.
Yeah. Why is that? Because Avaishnava Makot Girnam Putam Harikatamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpochishtaham Yatapaya. Hearing from a non-devotee, someone who's not an insider, outsider means non-devotee, that means the scholars, the mayavadis, the impersonalists, the speculators, the karmis, the gyanis, they're not insiders, they're not devotees. They cannot understand Krishna. I say, well, it's still about Krishna. He's talking about Krishna, a professional man. He may be professional, but Krishna's in there. So the example given by Sanatana Goswami is you shouldn't hear. Why not? Because it's compared to milk that's been touched by the lips of a serpent. So if you get some milk, say, here's some milk, there's only one problem. Some serpent was drinking from this milk. Do you want it? You say, well, it's milk. Milk's nice. But now it's not milk anymore, it's poison. It looks like milk, but actually it has poisonous effect. So you can die from that. So in the same way, if we hear about Krishna from non-devotees, it's poisonous. Because, just like, for example, Walt Disney now, company has come out with an animated movie about Arjuna. I don't recommend you watch it. Because Arjuna is presented just like an ordinary, mundane, Western hero. You might think, oh, it's great. Disney is now presenting Arjuna. He's presenting Mahabharata. Watch out. It won't be. It may look like Arjuna. It may look like Krishna, but because they're non-devotees. They've teamed up with non-devotees in India who are mundane moralists. Anyway, you get the point. We may be attracted to hearing these things, to seeing these things for entertainment's sake, but it's not good for spiritual advancement. So be patient and watch it when it comes to a theater near you, a devotee theater near you, performed by devotees. Continue.
As advised herein, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary also advised that one learn the history of Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee. Yaha Bhagavata Padavaishnirasthane. One should not hear the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional reciters, or else they will not be effective. Quoting from Padma Purana, Sri Sanatana Goswami has strictly forbidden us to hear about the activities of the Lord and his devotees from the mouths of non-devotees. Avaishnava Muko Digrinam Putam Hari Katamritam Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpo Chishtam Yatapaya. One should not hear anything about Krishna from a non-Vaishnava. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. Similarly, talks about Krishna by a non-Vaishnava are also poisonous. One must be a bona fide devotee, and then he can preach and impress devotional service upon his listeners.
Just like, for example, if someone wants to give you some advice about brain surgery, but he's not a brain surgeon. He just heard something. He once was in a class and somebody asked a question and the person said that he had heard from another that brain surgery is easy, you just have to have a sharp knife, that's the main. So he's passing on that information.
and you're hearing, and then if you follow that and you use his advice, he said, yeah, it's easy, just take a sharp knife, make sure you have good light. You're supposed to have good light. You have good light, the sharp knife, and you follow that, then everything is finished. It's ruined. You kill the patient, and the person who does it, he gets ruined. He gets put in prison or death penalty or something horrible. So that's the problem. People who don't know about spiritual life should not take the position as being gurus, or what to speak of incarnations, swamis, yogis. They're misleaders. No one should actually take a position of leader. One should not become that. Is that verse? Yeah. How does it start off? Guru nasasyat, svajano nasasyat, ajani nasasyat, napatir nasasyat, namotayat samapetim ratim. One should not become a guru, a teacher. One should not become a mother, a father, a husband, a king, unless he can deliver his dependents from the cycle of birth and death. Otherwise, he's just cheating them. He's drowning them. He's saying, it's like if you see someone who's drowning and you give them a boat that has holes in it. Here, jump in this, and then they'll just drown. Even if you're in the boat too, and you say, come on with me, and we drown together. So let's read the next text, which ends the chapter, and then we'll take questions if there's any questions or discussion. Text 41.
Text 41. Ya etat patur utaya shrataya vagvita patet itihasam hadim smritva siyati paramam gatim. Translation: one who rises from bed early in the morning and recites this history of Chitraketu, controlling his words and mind and remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will return home back to Godhead without difficulty. Thus end Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 17th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu.
So any questions or discussion? Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In this chapter, we're seeing how there's numerous perspectives within devotional service, Chitraketu. Some purports, Prabhupada's explaining his behavior was inappropriate, offensive. Some purports, he's explaining that actually it was just a joke, it was very light. So one topic that's been coming up is just kind of learning how to appreciate different angles of vision. So on this topic of hearing the Bhagavatam from a non-devotee and it being like poison, I was wondering if you could comment on the pastime where Srivas is hearing Bhagavatam from Devananda Pandit and he goes into ecstasy.
Well, if you're on the level of Srivas Pandit, he's a Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata is absorbed in samadhi of Krishna. Even he sees, for example, he sees a sand dune, he thinks it's Govardhan Hill. Or he sees some lake and he thinks it's the Jamuna. Or he sees a tree and he thinks he's in Vrindavan. So it's stated that Tejiasamna dosha, those who are powerful, there's no faults. The sun absorbs moisture from filthy places, but it never becomes contaminated. But if we think, well, I'll absorb moisture from filthy places, we'll become contaminated because we're not Tejiasam, we're not powerful. We can't imitate, we follow in the footsteps. Saurabh Damodar said that. That verse is quoted here. That you should hear only from a devotee. Bhagavata, what is it? Bhagavata Prana, Bhagavata Diya, Bhagavata Prana. Don't hear from non-devotee. He is instruction. He's the secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a great authority. There's so many authorities, we have to follow their instructions, not try to imitate them. Okay.
Thank you. This is a very helpful explanation. I really appreciated your comments. And specifically in reference to the holy name, this analogy of a serpent drinking milk and the milk becoming contaminated or poisonous, I think I have some understanding of like the significance of that. Of course, it's dangerous, potentially lethal to one's spiritual life to have association with persons who are envious of the Lord and to hear from them, especially if one were to hear from them submissively. But at the same time, the reality of the name is that the name is always non-different from Krishna. So could you speak on that topic?
Maybe it's the same point. It's exactly the same point. You just asked it again. Same question. Same point. It's like I know some people that were chanting Hare Krishna. And they would chant Hare Krishna. They would smoke marijuana. And then they would chant Hare Krishna. And then they would have illicit sex. So is that good for you to associate with them and chant? If you're going there to preach to them and to preach to their crowd and trying to uplift them, but be careful. Because if you get too close, you may think, well, this is a nice program. And then you lose whatever spiritual advancement you had. So a preacher can go, but he doesn't take their association, but he gives association to them. We've chanted over the years in so many different circumstances with people who were even, I remember I was in Tampa recently and I was recalling how we used to, they have a big festival there for Halloween and it's a huge, gigantic gathering, a street fair. And so we were chanting out there for many, many hours, kirtan till late at night. Everyone was intoxicated, but everyone was chanting. So is it good for them or not good? It was very good for them. But we have to not go home with them. We have to make sure we don't go home with them. Any other points? Okay, yeah.
We've been hearing just about the state of consciousness of King Chitraketu, how despite being cursed, he was completely unaffected. It's such a powerful event that exemplifies the qualities of a devotee. So we've been hearing different kind of angles on it and appreciations. I was wondering if you could just share how is it that shelter of Krishna allows him to be completely transcendental too.
Because everyone's getting cursed. We're cursed. We're here in this material. We have this body. What a curse. We're not less cursed than Chitraketu. He was cursed by Mother Parvati. We're also cursed by Mother Parvati. He was cursed to get a body of a demon. Look what we got. We got the same thing. We're in the same boat. It was very difficult, but Krishna had some plan for Chitraketu to instruct Indra and instruct the rest of us how to be an example, how to be a devotee, even when born in a demoniac body. So we have these bodies that were coming from Malecha backgrounds and Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pulkashab Hira Shumba Yavanaka Sadaya Yenye Papa Yurapashvayasha Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishna Venama. But they become purified by engaging in devotional service, even if they're born in sinful families or sinful backgrounds. That's the conclusion. And Prabhupada used to boast how these people, they were born, they were raised, they do all these things. Intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meeting, they did them all. He said, but now, to see, they're pure Vaishnavas. That's the power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement, by simply chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the dirty things within the heart. Chaito Dharpana Marnam, cleansed out. We have to go on chanting. Don't give up the chanting. Follow the ten. Avoid the ten offenses in chanting. Then everything will be all right. Then even if we were coming from demoniac backgrounds, we'll become Mahatmas by the grace of Guru and Krishna. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tatagaro tasya ite katita yarta prakashante mahatmana. One who has implicit faith in both Guru and Krishna, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Yeah.